This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 395 for Tuesday, May 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are turning lower on Tuesday morning as they give in to pressure from other vegetable oils. While the July canola contract gains $1.70 at $732.50 per ton, the new crop November contract gives up $2.30 at $702.60 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from mounting losses in the Chicago soy complex, especially with sharp declines in soy oil. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are to the downside as well. But there are modest upticks in global crude oil prices, with spillover tempering further losses in the veg oils. As spring planting continues across western Canada, Manitoba is set to issue its first crop report of 2023, making it the last of the prairie provinces to do so. Warm temperatures and little precipitation are in the forecast for most of the prairies this week. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 74.43 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.51. With the Black Sea Export Agreement set to expire on Thursday, talks remain at a standstill. The United Nations continues its efforts to resume negotiations. The USDA released its crop progress report on Monday afternoon, showing corn planted as of May 14th, almost two-thirds complete, up 16 points from a week ago. Soybeans planted are nearly halfway finished, progressing 14 points. Spring wheat planted advances 16 points at 40% done. And with about half of the U.S. winter wheat now emerged, it remains at 29% good to excellent. Going into day one of the U.S. Wheat Quality Council's tour, the USDA says the winter wheat in Kansas rates only 10% good to excellent. The tour's first day will be spent in Kansas, with the results expected this evening. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The July contract gives up 22 cents at $13.79 per bushel. July soy oil drops 1.54 cents at 48.15 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $3.60 at $427.30 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract losing 9 cents at $5.84 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with its July contract slipping 0.75 cents at $3.40. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July falls 12 cents at $6.48.5. Kansas City July foregoes 9 cents at $8.89.5. And Minneapolis July tacks on a nickel at $8.78.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 16th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.